Hello, good morning. Would you like to take a seat because we're going to start? First of all, let me, encourage you, bless you. You can't hear me, Cess? Oh, my speaker's not on. Oh, do you think that's stopping the sound coming out? I don't know whether it is. Is it coming out of there? Hello. Maybe you need a bit more speaker out the front of house. Bit more front of house. Yeah, I don't know whether that'll stop it coming out. But anyway, maybe it is. There we go. Can you hear me now? What about up there on the deck? Hello. So, well done for braving the elements. Good to see you here at church today. Not too much to tell you to start off, except for the fact that all the kid stuff that we normally have, like Kids Zone, and if there's any timbrels or if there's any junior soldiers, none of that's happening today because it's all in. It's an all-in worship today. So we look forward to having the kids stay with us in the service today and participate with us. Now, it doesn't seem very loud to me, those speakers. Is that my imagination? Because I'm standing in front of them. Can you hear me up there? Only just. Very good. Alrighty. So, anything else that you need to know is in your newsletter. Hopefully, you've got a newsletter. The only other thing is to remind you of the normal COVID stuff, that if you've come to church today and you haven't come in the same car or you're not from the same family, make sure if you reach out that you don't touch someone. Reach out and touch someone. If you touch someone, just try and separate yourself a little bit more. And during morning tea, hopefully you stay for morning tea, that once you grab your tea and your coffee, have a sit down. We need you to sit down once you've grabbed your tea and coffee. That is it from me. Now, Brittany is going to come and bring us into worship today.
All right, we have some readings from the kids. All right.
Shout praise to the Lord, praise God in his temple, praise him in heaven, his mighty fortress.
Praise our God, his deeds are wonderful, too marvelous to describe. Praise God with trumpets and all kinds of harps. Praise him with timbrels and dancing with stringed instruments and woodwinds. Shout praise to the Lord.
Praise God with cymbals, with clashing cymbals. Let every living creature praise the Lord.
Shout to the Lord.
Thank you. Now, we're going to start with a song today, and you'll notice that Tim's here with a guitar because we're going to do this together and that's going to be exciting. Now, when our oldest son Thomas, he's 22 now, when he was about 7 or 8, he wrote this song. He was doing a music lesson and instead of, you know, doing the thing he was supposed to do, he wanted to write these words down and we wrote it together and it has been a Sunday school song previously, but we're going to do it today. And it means that everybody gets to do some moving or some actions. So for you, if that just means you can move your arms in your seat, that's fantastic. But if you are energetic, you can watch the kids down the front because they're going to move the whole of their body. And that's the song. It's in your song sheet. It says, with the whole of my body. Are you excited about this? I'm pretty excited. And we're going to sing this chorus to you. And the kids have had a practice. They're going to stand up here and they're going to start moving their bodies. So you can take it to whatever level you want. Are you ready, kids? Can you come and jump up here? And we're going to sing, with the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you now. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you. Wow. All right. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you now. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you. Wow! All right, let's have a look. Did you see any grown-ups moving? Come on, grown-ups. We require a little bit of movement. Now, we're going to read through these verses so you get an idea of what we do. My heart. Can you point to these things and we say them? My heart is filled with your love, O Jesus. In a minute. My ears want to hear your voice. My, what's next? Who can see it? Eyes look for your way to follow. My mouth wants to shout for joy. All right, that's the first verse. Are you ready to go? We're going to do the chorus and the first verse. Are you ready to sing, guys? All right. Stand up, everybody. Let's join us. It's easier to move if you'd stand up. If you're able to do that, that'd be great. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you now. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you. Wow! My heart is filled with your love, oh Jesus. My ears want to hear your voice. My eyes look for your way to follow. My mouth wants to shout for joy. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you now. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you. Wow. Oh, that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, you're getting into it.
Kids, are the adults doing a pretty good job? Give them a thumbs up if they are. Are they doing a good job? All right. We're going to go back from the very beginning. We're going to sing the chorus, the verse, the chorus, the second verse. And these are the things we're going to do in this verse. My hands, they want to clap. My feet, they just can't keep still. Now, here's a really important one because this is the whole controller. My mind knows that you are the greatest. My whole body will praise you now. Is it me now? Yes. All right, we're going to go from the beginning and let's join in. And you might have picked up on that tune now. You've got the words. Let's sing it all together. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you now. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you. Wow! My heart is filled with your love, oh Jesus. My ears want to hear your voice. My eyes look for your way to follow. My mouth wants to. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you now. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you. Wow! My hands, they want to clap for you, Jesus. My feet, they just can't keep still. My mind knows that you are the greatest. My whole body will praise you now. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you now. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you. Well, with the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you now. With the whole of my body, I praise you, Jesus. With the whole of my body, I praise you. Wow. Ah, fantastic. Take a seat, please, everybody. Good job, kids. I saw some great actions at the back there. Well done. Some big moving out on the deck. Some interesting action. Derek, were you copying the kids? Were they doing this? They were doing this action and Derek was following along. Thank you for participating in that. We're going to move into a time of prayer and I've asked Jess to lead us in a time where we can actually think about God and pray our own prayers at the same time while Jess is bringing us into that time of prayer.
We gather here today to shout praises to you, Lord. With every part of our mind, body, and soul, we lift our praises to you. While you were sitting in your place there, I want to encourage you to fix your heart on Jesus. Now, in this moment, think of who Jesus is and what you would like to praise him for this morning. Lord, I praise you for this church, the people gathered here today, our friends, our family, our community, and for all that you, God, are doing in our hearts and in this space. Let us praise you for all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Kathleen. Kathleen's going to join me. Church is never a spectator sport. It is always something that we should be participating in. But now, even more so right now, you're all going to be invested in this. You're going to be fighting now for bragging rights to see which decade is the smartest, which group of people has the most, I was going to say wisdom, but we all know that wisdom and knowledge are not the same thing. So which people have the most knowledge? So I need some, some volunteers. And it doesn't matter how many people we have down here, but you can all participate from where you are as well. But we're going to need some people down here. Kathleen, do you want to get the volunteers?
So if you're born in the 1930s, can you put your hand up, volunteer? Fred, great job. Thanks, Fred. Are you able to come down, Fred? Can someone help Fred come down the hill? There's no one. There's no one closer. Oh, Fred, stay there. I've got a volunteer here. He's not halfway down. But if you're up on the deck and you want to run down here, that's fantastic. Walk responsibly. Just at the front. 1940s. Down here. Come on, Kevin. 40s. Not 40 years old if you're born in the 40s. 1950s. Any 1950s, come down here, one, somebody. 1960s. Come down. Come down, up on the deck.
Who's born in the... Oh, Anita? 50s.
No, he's
40s.
You're
50s.
We've got 1970s. Tim Clark. Oh, Richard. Richard! Even better. Oh, what are you? Come on, Richard. 1980s. 1980s. Just down the front, everyone. 1980s. 1990s.
Sorry.
2000s. In the 2000s, Sophie. 2010s.
Levi.
There you go.
All right. Everyone, come over this way a little bit, further over.
It doesn't matter if you're standing in front of me, that's okay.
If your decade, if you're up on the deck and you know the answer, and your decade person doesn't, I will refer to you. So keep your eye, your hand ready, okay?
All right. So, our participants, what's going to happen is this. I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to yell out, participants, if you're not listening, you're not going to know what to do. Gee whiz, it's like teaching a grade 3 class. So, participants, I'm going to ask a question. And if you know the answer, you're going to yell out your decade. You can just go 30s, 40s, whatever, and hold your thing in the air. And then Kathy will tell me who was the first person. She's going to be the buzzer judge, okay? And then
scary.
And then we'll have a bit of fun with it. We'll see what happens from there. All right, so let's test the buzzers. First of all, let's start up here. Test your buzzer for me. Put it up in the air and yell out 30s. No, put it in the air and yell it out. 30! Kevin. Yes. This one.
60, 70, 80, 90, 20.
Yeah, beautiful. All right. First question.
Bedroom.
10 points off. First question, the first question, listen carefully. We shall fight them on the beaches. We shall fight.
Churchill.
Churchill. Me, Karen.
Are you happy? Question two, who said this? The most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Yeah.
Was it Helen Keller?
Yes, it was.
My kids hang in there.
There'll be some, we'll start penalising the old people later for not giving you a go, so all right. Number three, who said, the greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall? I'll give you a clue. If you've seen the Rocky movies, it's not from there. No. The greatest glory in living.
Mandela.
What's your thing?
70s.
70s?
Yeah. Mandela.
Mandela, very good.
70. Give it away.
The line, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans, is written in a John Lennon song that he wrote for his son, Sean. What was the name of the song?
60s.
Of course you would know.
Beautiful boy.
Don't be giving them the answers. She's already got points. Finish these sayings.
Put your hand up.
All right, get ready, kids.
Finish these sayings.
Get ready, thieves.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Jess, 80s.
Fix it.
Fix it. Fix it.
Number two, the pen is than the sword.
80s.
30s.
Pen is? Oh, I was drawing my neighbour.
We get to you now. The pen is?
Broken.
Nope. We'll go to 40s.
Is mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
Is mightier than the sword. Number three, too many cooks.
60s.
It was
90s.
In the kitchen?
No.
50s.
50s. Spoil the broth.
Yeah.
She's not graduated yet.
Number four, but many hands make
40.
60. 40. 70.
Light work. Light work.
Light work.
Light work.
Number five, don't let the go down on your anger.
60.
Sun.
Sun. Sun.
Jesus said, you have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your, pray for those who persecute you.
2000s. Enemy.
Very good. Yay. Bonus points for somebody who can tell me where that comes from in the Bible.
Matthew something.
Very good, Matthew.
Who said that? Recently.
The fifth commandment says, honor your, then you will live a long, full life on the land of. Yep.
It's here.
Parents.
Parents.
Parents. Yes. All right. What do these letters stand for? Now, I understand that sometimes these things can mean lots of different things, but we're talking in particular context. So here, what do these letters stand for? TSA.
The Salvation Army?
Number two, YOLO.
YOLO.
80s.
YOLO. You only live once. Yep.
LOL.
60s.
Tens.
LO and laugh out loud.
LOL.
Brittany. Rolling on the floor laughing. Rolling on the floor laughing.
BTW.
Social media hog. By the way. By the way. BTW.
AFK.
70.
Away from keyboard. Yeah, away from keyboard.
What is it?
Away from keyboard.
That's where you stay, isn't it? Away from the keyboard.
70s win. Oh, come on,
How old will I turn this year if I was born in 1970?
50.
What year, how old will I be if I was born in 51?
Oh, 68.
It's not right, but
all right, half a point. 59?
Levi, come in.
Levi?
How old would I be this year if I was born in 2010? Levi?
10.
10. Very good. Do we have a winner? Is there a medal? What? How old would I be if I was born in
1935? 85. 85. Do we have a winner? 1990s is the winner. Thanks, everyone.
And we're going to have a chat to the chapel now.
Levi? Do you want to see if you got all good? Thank you. Oh, my goodness, what happened to yours? Good job, sorry.
So I want to introduce you to someone. You know, we've been having a chat in the chapel. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Levi. And he's going to have a chat in the chapel with James. So he's going to interview James today.
James, would you go to the tent? You hold it nice and close. When you hold it really, really close, we won't hear you. Hey, hello, James. How are you?
Hello, James. How are you?
And a big voice, yes.
I have got some questions for you.
You got some questions for me?
Do you want to come and stand up here?
Okay, come up here. Big, big voice, mate, like you.
How do you go at making important decisions?
How do I go at making important decisions? Well, first of all, I think, what was that, Kate? Ask Jan, maybe. No, the first thing I do is think, all right? Anybody who knows me knows that I need thinking time. So how do I go about making important decisions? I think, I pray to see if God will guide me in that decision. The third thing I'd say is I talk to other people. Maybe Jan, but I talk to other people. So I think, I pray, I talk to other people, and I make a decision. Is that all right? Good. Thank you.
I got a next question is, what does it mean to live for God?
What does it mean to live for God? For me, to live for God means that I worship God. And that's why I'm here today. It means for me that I daily surrender my life to God. I believe that it's important every day to give my life to God and surrender to God. What else would I say? Worship. And the other thing I'd say, Levi, is to serve God. To live for God means to serve God.
Okay, next question. How do you grow as a Christian?
How do I grow as a Christian? Well, I don't think you sing this in Sunday school. I don't know that I ever sung it in Sunday school either, but I remember a time when we used to sing. So I was probably a teacher in Sunday school or the officer or the minister of the local church corps. Read your Bible. Pray every day and you'll grow, grow, grow. Put up your hands if you remember that. Oh, not as many as I thought might. Some of you do. Read your Bible. So how do I grow as a Christian? Read the Bible, pray, worship, serve God, and not just read the Bible. Read other good books that will help me on my journey of growth. And listen, in this modern world of technology, listen to good speakers, whether they be podcast, YouTube, online, or whatever. All that helps me grow as a Christian. Is that it? Now, can I ask you some questions?
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
This is Chad in the chapel, all right? So, Levi, do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Hey, did you hear that? Yes, he does. So, I thought you'd say yes. So I got another question now. Why do you believe in God?
Because he died on the cross for us and he saved us from our sins and he's very kind and shows the fruit of the Spirit.
Hey, did you hear all that? I'll try and remember all that. Why do you believe in God? Because he died on the cross. He forgives our sins. What was next? Do you remember what was next? I know you said about the fruit of the Spirit. And he's very kind, is he? Is God kind?
Yeah.
I've got to check my notes now. What's the next question I've got to ask you, Levi? All right. You say you believe in God and you've told us a little bit about why. So what is God like? What is God like?
He's loving and kind and shows the fruit of the Spirit.
God is loving, God is kind, and he shows the fruit of the Spirit. Do you remember what some of those fruit of the Spirit are? This is not on the list, is it? Can you remember some of the fruit of the Spirit?
Mm-hmm. I remember all of them.
All right, where you go.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, and gentleness, self-control.
Hey, well done. All right, clap for Levi. Okay, how do you get closer to God, closer to Jesus?
I read the Bible. I read the Bible, pray, and do worship songs at my school.
Good. Read your Bible, pray, do worship songs at schools. Okay. Who do you have? Now, a very important part of our Christian life and our Christian journey is obedience. Who do you have to obey?
Mum.
Oh, okay. Mum. Okay. He has to obey Mum.
And is God.
It? And God. Oh, good. Okay. And God. You're doing very well, Levi. Congratulations. The last thing I want to ask you, Levi, how old are you? You're 10, right? Are you 10 already?
Yeah.
Okay. So the last question I want to ask you, does God have a plan for your life?
Yeah. Yes, God does have a plan and a purpose for my life.
God does have a plan and purpose for your life. This is not on the list. How do you know that?
It's from my school. We have a school pledge and there's a little part that says that. It said God has a plan and a purpose for my life.
So did you hear that? That's part of Levi's school pledge. God has a plan and purpose for my life. Imagine learning that at 10 years of age. Don't ever forget that, Levi, will you? God has a plan and a purpose for your life. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Thanks for chatting in the chapel. Good.
Now we're going to sing together, so this is an opportunity for you all to join in. And this song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, is actually one of Levi's favourite ever songs. So, Levi, I'm hoping you're going to be joining in.
The words are in your order of service that you have there. And I think it'd be a good opportunity to stand and sing this song together. Thank you.
bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing a song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Great and your heart is kind.
For all your goodness I will
keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to shine. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is falling, the end is near and my soul has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name.
Please be seated.
Please be seated. We move now to take your offerings, your gifts to the Lord this morning. As we do so, Derek's going to play a melody for us. You have the words on your sheet, which remind us of the wonder of God's love and God's grace for us. There's a whole lot of things, as the songwriter says, we really don't understand, we can't make sense of. But underneath it all, as Levi reminded us, God's love reaches through our things we don't understand. So focus on the words, read them as you listen to the music and as your offering is received this morning. Thank you.
Join together in singing the words of the third verse. Passing understanding is his boundless love, more than I can ever comprehend. Jesus in his mercy left his throne above, all to be my Savior and my friend. Higher than the stars that reach eternity, broader than the boundaries of endless space, is the boundless love of God that pardoned me. Oh, the wonder of his grace. Let us pray. The wonder of your grace, Lord. How can we ever comprehend it? How can we put into words what we feel, what we think, how we respond to that? It is just so amazing. Your love. Jesus came to be our Savior. And so we praise you and we worship you again this day. And we offer our whole bodies, our whole lives. We offer our gifts of money. And we pray that everything we offer to you, you will bless. Bless our gifts. Bless us, body, mind, and spirit, as we continue to worship you this morning. In the name of Jesus, I ask. Amen.
Okay. I'm going to read this morning from Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verses 9, to the end of the chapter, which is verse 21. Don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that. To the righteous anger of God, for the scriptures say, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good.
Now, we've got some helpers who've got a folder each. And in their folder, they've got some words that they're going to put up for us all to look at today. But they've also got some little slips of Bible verses. And I'm just going to ask now if they would hand those out so that everyone's going to get a slip and it's going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on it. And down the track, we're going to look at that together. It's one of the verses from that Bible reading. Now, Paul wrote this letter, this book of the Romans, or we say the letter to the church in Rome. And he wrote it not to a little baby church that was brand new. He wrote it to a church that had been going for a while. And this book is jam-packed. It's full of things. Martin Luther. Have you kids heard of Martin Luther? Have the adults heard of Martin Luther? He reformed the church and changed the way that it worked. And he said this about Romans. This letter is really the chief part of the New Testament. It's worthy not only for every Christian to know it, but to know it word for word, off by heart. So if anyone wants to take up a challenge, there you go, learn the book of Romans off by heart. But he also says it's something that we should occupy ourselves with every day as the daily bread for our soul. Now, that's the same for all the Bible, but Martin Luther particularly said, this part, this Romans, it's good stuff. So I would recommend taking some time to get into Romans. Now, the main idea that Paul has in this book is that God's child, you, doesn't become God's child by keeping all the rules. We don't become God's child by ticking off the boxes and keeping the rules. And when this book was written, the people in Rome, they were under this empire, the Roman Empire, and they really did think it was very important to be a good citizen. And Paul says, yes, be a good citizen, do the right things, but it's actually all about Jesus. In the first 11 chapters in Rome, we've been talking about Jesus who is the sacrifice, Jesus who gave his life for us. It's all about that. We get to verse 12 and Paul says, and actually you are also to be the sacrifice. It's all about what you are doing in giving yourself to Jesus. Now, there's another word here that they use called exhort. And this is an exhortation or an exhorting. Now, kids, if you were to say, please, please, Mum, can I have fish and chips for lunch? That was one thing. But if you said, I demand fish and chips for lunch, that's another extreme. Right in the middle of those two things, this is what an exhortation is. So here's one to try. Are you listening? Levi, here's a good one for you. Mum, I exhort you to give me fish because my body needs the protein and potatoes are a vegetable. So I exhort you, dearest mother of mine, to give me fish and chips for lunch. All right, Jess, we'll see if he tried that later. Derek says he doesn't think it'll work. So today I've got some words, and that's what our helpers are going to do, put these up. I've got 13 words or signposts. Now, when we travel in life, we like to look at signposts that lead the way somewhere. And so these are some words, and some of them might really sink in or be very important to you. So instead of trying to do a tick them off list today and say, yep, I'm going to do this, 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 maybe there's one of them that really speaks to you about something that you want to do. So use them as a visual reminder as we go through today. Now, the first one from this passage is be real. So they're going to put that up as I keep on talking. Your love, in verse 9 says, should be genuine. Some versions say, don't be fake. Don't just pretend to love others, but really love them. Now, love is saying and thinking and doing. So that's our first thing we're putting up today, be real. When I was little, I had a cousin, and I'm not going to tell you his name because I think some of you might know him, and he used to say, pass me the orange juice right now, please. So he used these lovely manners, but his tone of voice was not very kind, and the way he spoke was not very kind. He'd say things like, yes, you can have a lolly, just one, thank you. We always used to say, wow, he's so well-mannered. But that's being fake, isn't it, when your words and your actions and your thoughts don't match together. So number one, be real. Are you ready for the second one? The second, be choosy. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to those things that are good. Be choosy. Now, God's not talking about people. Love people that are good and hate people that don't do the right thing. No, he wants us to love everyone. But be choosy about what you do. Know what the right is. Know what the wrong is. And choose to hang on to the right. Prefer that, it says in that verse. God wants us to recognize where there is injustice, where evil sits, and to hate those things and to really go and be choosy. Oh, good job, Jess. Doing a great job. How are you going at the back there? How are you going up on the deck? Must be okay. I actually can't see you. The third one, be loving. Have true affection for one another and take delight in honoring each other. One of those commandments that we had in our quiz, honour your parents. But honour each other, honour everyone. We should show brother and sisterly love. And sometimes that is not the easiest thing for us to do. John 13:35 tells us people will know that we are Christians by the way that we love. Number four, be enthusiastic. Enthusiastic. Verse 11 says, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord with great enthusiasm. The translation, the Passion Translation says, keep your passion towards him boiling hot. Or another verse says, be on fire in the spirit as you serve the Lord. There are always people who throw themselves in the deep end in serving and loving, and they do it enthusiastically. So the challenge is, whatever you do, do it for the kingdom and do it with great enthusiasm. And that might be one that challenges you today. Now, this next verse is the verse that you've been given. It's Romans 12:12. And we're going to have a look at it. Can I, everyone who has a number one, actually, I haven't got my piece of paper. Everyone who's got a number one, can you hold it up? Has anyone got a number two? Number three? Number four? Lost it, number five? Number six? And number seven? So when we read that out, I would love you to read it with me together. My piece of paper is just in my bag. Yay! All right, number one. This is from the New International Version. Let's read it together if you've got a number one. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. The second one from the King James. Rejoicing, read it with me if you've got number two. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. The third one from the New Living, rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. Number four, this is from the Passion Translation. Let this hope burst forth within you, releasing a continual joy. Don't give up in a time of trouble, but commune with God at all times. Number five, who's got number five? Let's read number five together. Be happy in your hope. Do not give up when troubles come. Do not let anything stop you from praying. Number six from God's Word Translation. Be happy in your confidence. Be patient in trouble and pray continually. I love that one, pray continually. And number seven, the English Standard Version. Let's read that last one together if you've got that. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Yep, Romans 12:12. So that's a verse that you might want to take home. It's good sometimes to look at different ways that we say the same thing. And maybe one of those stood out, one of the words that meant something more. So those three things in that verse, be joyful, rejoice, be happy. And why? Why should we? Because of the hope that you have in Christ Jesus. Rejoice in hope, rejoice always in any circumstances. The second one in that verse is be patient. Be patient. Patience is something that takes a long time to learn. Is anyone here getting a bit impatient about COVID-19? A bit impatient about restrictions? A bit impatient about, come on Karen, hurry up, keep talking. And the third part of our, patience is very important. Third part of our verse here, be faithful in prayer or pray without ceasing. I'll say, sorry guys, I've done three there. Be joyful, be patient, and be faithful in your prayer. Now, who has a prayer pal? Anyone here a prayer pal that's a grown-up or is a kid that's got a prayer pal? Levi's prayer pal is James, and they've interviewed each other today. When I grew up, I had a prayer pal, and her name was Lorna Longland, Mrs. Longland. And she prayed for me as a little girl when I was a junior soldier and when I grew up and I was married. And until she died, she was regularly praying for me. Now, it's really important to have people that support you in prayer in your life. And we have a prayer powerhouse here, or house of prayer. I don't know, it's powerhouse. I don't know where I got that term from. But it is powerful. Prayer is powerful. And I'd encourage you to put your requests out there, to ask people to pray with you, to pray for you. It's really important that we support each other in prayer and to be faithful in praying without giving up. Number eight, be kind. Now, Levi, you said that God is kind. It's one of the characteristics. That's a great word. When God's people are in need, it says, be ready to help them. always be eager to practice hospitality. And in this time, it can be a bit tricky to practice hospitality in COVID times. Now, people in Melbourne and in New South Wales may not be able to have someone come around, so we have to be a bit creative in how we are hospitable. So connecting with people in other ways. But just making someone feel like they're part of our family. That's what being hospitable or being kind to others is. Number 9, we're getting through them. Be a blessing. And verse 14 says, bless and do not curse. I don't know about you, but I want my words to be a blessing to others, not something that pulls people down or brings a curse on them. I'd much rather be a blessing. Now, if someone else is not being a blessing to you and you don't want to bless them, the most surprising thing that you can do is turn it around and bless them anyway. We can bless others by our deeds, the kind things that we do, with a gift, with our words, our prayers, and in everything that we do. Bless, but don't curse. When we say negative things about others, that's being a curse to others. And as I said, I don't want to be doing that. Number 10, be in harmony. Now, when a band plays, they tune up together. They make sure that they're in the same key. They make sure they're working together, that they're in harmony together. And that makes things sweet. So verse 16 says for us, live in harmony together. Get along with each other. So how does that work at your house, in your workplace, at school, being in harmony with others? What about this one? How does that work on Facebook, being in harmony with people? Number 11, be humble. Don't see anyone else as lower than you, or don't make yourself more important than anyone else. Don't put people in a box of being more important or less important, but love others and love everyone. Jesus made a big deal about that in his ministry, about treating people who were looked as being the outsiders, people who were poor, people who were sick, people with disabilities, people who are from different cultures. Jesus wants us to love everyone and to be humble. And I reckon kids have a great start of doing that when they're little. They don't have prejudices and hold people in contempt. They love everyone. When we grow up, it's harder to do. All right, number 12, be at peace. As possible, as far as it depends on you, so as much as you can, be at peace with others. Verse 18 in the Passion Translation says this, do your best to live as everybody's friend. Not just a friend to the people who are your friends, but be a friend to everyone. Now, are you ready for the last one? I'm ready for the last one. Tim says yes. Be an overcomer. It's easy to feel overwhelmed or to be overcome by everything that surrounds us, especially in these times. But verse 21 says this, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Over here, girls, I'll leave one. Jacinda, over here, right here. Be an overcomer. Now, all of these things really paint a glorious picture. Thanks, kids, but that's all the words that are going out, so you can sit down. This paints a glorious picture of the Christian family that God calls us to be part of. It shows us an atmosphere of love, and this section in the Bible, one of the headings says, living a life of love. So this is how we can live a life of love. This shows us a place where we can be real, not fake. A place where we can make good choices, where we're loving, enthusiastic, joyful and patient. A place where we can be faithful and kind. A place where we see generosity, blessing, hospitality, rejoicing, harmony and peace. And a place where good is not overcome by evil, but we are the overcomers. So I've asked you today to look at those and to challenge yourself and maybe pick one of those things, a particular focus or something that you think, yeah, God, let's work on that.
But do you remember, early on I said, it's not about keeping all the rules. It's all about following Jesus. How do we possibly do all these things that Paul exhorts us to do? Well, in Romans 12, verses 1 to 2, this is what Paul writes. Give your whole self to God. For this is highly reasonable. Don't be shaped by the world, but be transformed by the new patterns of thinking. And the result will be that you discover God's good, pleasing, and perfect will for your life. We've heard lots of those words already. Levi, you said that as part of your school pledge, and James is telling us those words as well. God wants all of us to offer ourselves, all of our lives, all of our time, possessions, our ears, our mouths, our hands, our feet, everything. Our minds, our emotions, and our attitudes. And it's a keep on doing it. Eugene Peterson says that goes like this. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. That's something we all need to do every day, but I want to give you everyone the opportunity today. Maybe it's the first time you've ever said that. Yeah, God, I want to give you my all. Or maybe it's something that today you want to do that for a second time, to recommit your life to God. And so I'm going to say a prayer. And kids, I want you to join in with this, either just quietly, or you can say it in your head. Actually, it's not for the kids, it's for every single one of us. So today I'm going to read this prayer, and I'll leave a gap, and you can say that either out loud or say it quietly in your head if you want to today. And we're going to ask God to take our life, to take us all. So let's pray. I'll pray this, and you can pray it if you like after me. Oh Lord, today I offer you my body. I offer you my all. I want to be a living sacrifice. I am available to you. I give everything that I have to you. I give you my life, my time, my money, my ambitions, my plans, my hopes, and my desires. Please show me your will, your good and pleasing will. Lord, I can't do this without you. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Something, as Martin Luther says, daily bread, something we need to do all the time. So if that's something you want to talk to someone about today, and maybe you've never, as I said, never prayed that prayer. If you want to talk to someone today, come down at the end and we'll have a chat about what that means to give your life fully and wholly to God. Well, we've got to the end of the 13. At the end, you might have a look and say, I'm going to take this home as a reminder. You're welcome to take one off there. Take it home. Take the Romans 12:12 home. And let's let those things sink into our heart. Over to you, Derek.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Let's stand and sing this great anthem to God straight through.
Merciful and mighty,
God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
Well, well done. I think some of those things have, I've been felt a bit tested today, just sitting there in the wind and the rain, thinking, is the microphone going to work? Are the speakers going to fall over? Is everybody going to get wet at home? What are some of the words there? Patient endurance. Yeah, that's really struck me today. Being an overcomer. Yeah, but you're right, you are. You're here today and you're overcomers. We're just going to say our benediction together. It's in your song sheets there. And if it helps kids, it helps you remember, you can touch the part of your body that it's talking about. So let's say this together. God be in my head and in my understanding. God be in my eyes and in my looking. God be in my mouth and in my speaking. God be in my heart and in my thinking. God be at my end and at my departure. Amen. Please feel free to stay with us today for morning tea. Just remember, once you grab your morning tea, have a sit down. Thanks very much.